Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, where is she? The show is about to start, and I don't see Mindy anywhere. Hey, Dennis, have you seen Mindy?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Yeah, I think I saw her carpooling in the parking lot.
She's carpooling?
Yeah, last I checked.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Carpooling with friends or family is one of the easiest ways to reduce your carbon footprint. Whenever I need to commute,
I know! No. You're thinking of the other carpooling.
The other carpooling?
Mindy is carpooling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard you, Dennis. Mindy is sharing a car ride instead of driving alone
nope,
in her...
No. Here, just follow me, Guy Raz.
Okay.
Hey, Reggie, is Mindy still out there? I figured as much. Okay, Guy Raz, open the door to the parking lot and see for yourself.
Okay. What in the...
Just gotta get this under here. Ah, oops.
See? There she is.
One more on this side.
Mindy, why is there a giant pool in the parking lot? And what are you doing in there?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Oopsie. Just working on a little science experiment. Trying to see how many pool noodles it takes to make a car float. You know, carpooling.
Oops. Wait a second. Is that my car?
Yep, sure is, Guy Razzy. Far, I'm up to 225 pool noodles. The car is still mostly underwater.
Mindy?
Okay, Mindy, out of the pool, please.
Aw, come on.
We're on in 10 seconds.
Oh, yikes.
Okay, places, everyone, places. You there, Orange the Juice. And you, Bow those ties. And Reggie, pine the apples. We're on in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's favorite game show, it's Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats!
And a Wow!
Hello, and welcome back to Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category or theme for today is cars. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, in each of our three rounds today, Guy Raz and I will present you with three scientific statements about cars. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whoops!
Now, in each round, if you guess correctly, congratulations, you get a point.
But if you guess incorrectly, you must stop, drop, and do a ridiculous physical challenge.
Woo-hoo! Okay, everyone, ready to start the game? Great, then let's do it. Round one. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, scientists trained goldfish to drive cars?
Or is it B, cars can run on candy canes?
Or is it C, the world's fastest car can go 350 miles an hour? At that speed, you could travel from Los Angeles to San Francisco in under an hour.
When you think you have the correct answer, let out the loudest vroom vroom you can muster. Hey, Reggie, can we get some thinking music, please?
And time is up. Let's reveal the winning wow.
And to do just that, joining us by phone, it's Ben from Pennsylvania. Ben from Pennsylvania, tell us, what's the winning wow?
Hi, I'm Ben. My wow in the world is that scientists have trained goldfish to drive cars.
Winner, winner, tires for dinner!
Contestants, if you guess the answer A, that scientists have trained goldfish to drive cars, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
You heard that right. Goldfish that can go on a joyride.
Scientists from Israel's Ben-Gurion University of the Negev trained six goldfish to drive a water tank on wheels. If they drove to a mark on the wall, they received food as a reward.
Free food and you get to drive into walls? Where do I sign up? Now, if you did not get the answer correct, you must stop, drop, and say your full name while sticking out your tongue. Like this.
Okay, time for round two. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, the first speeding ticket was given to a driver traveling at 15 miles per hour?
Or is it B, turtles were once the size of a car?
Or is it C, there are more cars than chickens on Earth?
When you think you have the answer, bark the happy birthday song. Thinking music, please.
Time now to reveal the winning wow. Joining us from Washington, it's Izzy.
Izzy, tell us, what's the winning wow?
Hi. My wow in the world is that before humans existed, turtles were bigger than cars.
Winner, winner, engines for dinner!
Thank you, Izzy! Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that before humans, turtles were the size of cars, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
In Colombia's Tatacoa Desert, scientists discovered fossils of a turtle that weighed over 1.25 tons and was over 13 feet long. That's about the same size as a small car.
At least small cars could still outrace those giant turtles.
Now, if you did not get the answer correct, you must stop, drop, and lick your nose. And if you can't lick your nose, then lick someone else's nose. Like this. Come here, Guy Raz.
Ugh, get away from my nose.
Fine, okay. And now for the final round, round three. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow? Is it A, scientists believe that the center of the galaxy smells like a new car?
Or is it B, some tornadoes travel faster than Formula One race cars?
Or is it C, the most common color for cars in America is black? When you think you have the correct answer,
say it in slow motion.
And we'll reveal the winning answer right after the break.
Today's round of Two What's in a Wow is brought to you in part by BNN, the Bee News Network, getting you all the latest buzz on bees since 2003. And now let's hear some words from our other sponsors.
Two What's in a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the what.
Now, before the break, we left you with a dangling question for round three.
The question was, which of the following statements is a true wow about cars?
We've now given you time to decide on the correct answer. And to reveal that winning wow, please welcome by phone Abby and Eloise from Rhode Island.
Abby and Eloise, tell us, what's the winning wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. Our wow in the world today is some tornadoes can move faster than Formula One race cars.
Winner, winner, tornadoes for dinner!
Thank you, Abby and Eloise. Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that some tornadoes can travel faster than Formula One race cars, you found the winning wow. Congratulations!
That's right, Guy Raz. Tornado winds can actually top speeds over 250 miles an hour. Meanwhile, the top speed of a Formula One race car is usually around 230 miles per hour. Now, if you did not get the answer correct, you must stop, drop, and burp your ABCs.
Ugh, that's gross.
I know!
What was that?
Oh, Guy Razi, that sound can mean only one thing.
My Uber is here?
Nope. It's time for today's Bunker Balls bonus round. And the question for this round is, if you were to stack a cake on top of another cake, would it be considered two cakes or one big cake?
Well, are these cakes the same flavor? Because if so, then it's one big cake. But if they're different flavors, then that makes things a bit more complicated.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like that time I made my famous 70-layer dip.
Exactly.
One layer of cookie dough. And then on top of that, a layer of marinara sauce. And then on top of that, a layer of marzipan. And on top of that, a layer of cheese sauce.
Mindy!
What, Dennis?
Wrap it up!
Oh, right. The game show. We're in the middle of it. Guy Raz?
Well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers on today's show. Mindy, what's today's prize?
Well, Guy Raz, today's winning wowzers will all receive their very own stainless steel sipping noodle.
Sipping noodle?
Yeah, it's like a noodle, but it's for sipping.
Do you mean a straw, Mindy?
Yes, I do, Guy Raz. But a sipping noodle is a lot more fun to say. Reggie, cue the prize cannon. Fire away!
No!
Hooray! You're welcome, everyone!
Well, that's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Reinvent the Wheel.
Wowzers, we challenge you to add wheels to any household item and see if you can create your own car.
You can find wheels on an old toy or maybe even make your own wheels out of items that you have lying around.
And then attach those wheels to a box or a bin or any item you can find that you'd like to roll.
Oh, and don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then, keep on wowing.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Marian Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. we add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.